Well, today is January 27th, 1963, and going to talk a little bit with Mr. Judge Kleinfelder. Could you tell us?
You want me to talk?
Yes. And could you tell us when you were born and where?
Want me to talk right
Yes.
now? Yes. Well, I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in 1864.
Well, let's see, that'll make you how old this year?
98.
98 years old. Let's see, oh, that's quite a while. So
in July, I'll be 99.
Who were your parents? What were their names?
Joseph G. Kleinfelder and Caroline Kleinfelder. My mother's name was Stutler. When she was a girl. Mm-hmm. And I had a great-grandmother. My great-grandmother lived to be 99 years, 8 months, and a few days old.
I see.
Right up to 100 mark.
Mm-hmm. She didn't miss it very far, did she?
Didn't miss it very far. Very little time.
Uh-huh. Well, could you tell me what you've done for a living during your life?
Oh, I've worked at the carpenter business almost. Been superintendent of buildings and higher buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And such as that, so I've nearly all my life been foreman for some firm.
Mm-hmm.
I never worked as a journeyman once.
And I suppose this, you practice your trade back east in Pennsylvania most of the while, because that's where you live most of your life, isn't it?
I was all over the country.
I see.
Firms that I worked for sent me over to different sections of the country.
Uh-huh.
Last place I was on was down Waco, Texas.
Well, your father was also a carpenter, is that right?
Yes. He was a carpenter.
Yeah. Was he born?
And in hard times, when the hard times was, I remember, he worked for 75 cents a day.
Boy, that's not very much. Why? No. Even 75 cents an hour isn't much these days.
I had to do it. That was hard times, that sure was. I can remember that. I don't know what year that was in, but he worked for the railroad. He was lucky to get the job.
Yes. Was he born and raised in Pennsylvania, too?
Yes, right in Pittsburgh.
I see.
So was my mother.
I see.
So was my grandmother and great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are a descendant of the bell ringer William Hurry in 1776.
Oh, yes, about that. On my mother's side, she was a settler. So they came down from the man that rang the bell of independence when the Declaration was signed, while his boy stood down at the bottom of the stairs and yelled up, "Ring, Father, ring," when they signed it.
Well, that was certainly a great day.
Well,
I guess we ought to be proud to be descendants of such a famous guy.
Oh, always have been.
Uh-huh. I guess that isn't mentioned in the history books, though.
No.
But we do have our own family records.
No, they don't have anything like that in the history books. But for what we did, our family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose that you remember the horse and buggy days quite well.
Oh, yes. Remember, I didn't know anything about an automobile.
Yeah, did you ever...
I never owned one.
You never owned one,
And I never drove one.
I see. Well...
I kind of was afraid of them. You see, I didn't handle anything of that kind in my work. But lots of other people did.
Yes. You were the only one in your family, weren't you?
Yeah, I was the only child.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. You had three girls, is that right?
Yeah. Blanche and Carolyn and Hortense.
I see. They're all getting all up in years, too, aren't they?
Oh, yes. They all got... Hortense has no children.
Huh?
Carolyn has two girls. They had two dark girls that...
That's right.
That Carolyn had, and they're both married.
I see.
No.
Huh?
One. The youngest one is married.
Well, then one of them's married and got children of their own.
See? Well, this is quite a cold weather here this year. I suppose in times past you can remember when it's been way down 20 below zero like this.
Every winter's been cold weather. But I passed through several winters like this.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a number of them from time to time.
Say, I just happen to think, your father served in the Civil War, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes. That was where he was serving when I was born.
I see. And,
And he was in I think it was shot that hurt him in the leg, and he was in the hospital for quite a while with that to get over.
He served in the Union Army, didn't he?
Huh?
He served in the Union Army, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't a Confederate.
No, he wasn't in the... We was always for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And still are.
You bet.
First, last, and always.
That's right. He did serve in prison for a while, didn't he?
No.
No.
Wasn't he in Libby's prison?
Huh?
Wasn't a Pap in Libby's prison? Pap was in Libby's prison.
News to me, or else I've forgotten all about it.
Well, I thought he was there for 6 weeks in Libby prison.
Well, put it that way, that he was there for 6 weeks.
Where is Libby prison at? I don't suppose you know that.
In Libby prison. Because I've forgotten if he has.
Yeah.
Entirely forgotten.
Well, that's what all of you told me.
Yes.
Oh, there's lots of things that I've forgotten while learning and living.
Well, let's see then. Your father, was there quite a few in his family?
No. Only had one other brother.
One other brother. You remember his name?
Yeah, same as mine.
Oh, that's...
I was named for him.
I see. Oh. Judge Sharpless Kleinfelder, that's sort of an unusual name.
Yeah. Well, it isn't the name, really. It's the title.
Yeah, I guess.
But I don't know. You see, those days, the folks wasn't educated like they are today to what conditions are whenever you do anything. Now, if they'd been educated, why, they'd have known that was a title and wasn't a name. See? But I don't know how my uncle, my father's brother, I don't know how he come to have his name. I never heard. Did you?
Uh-uh. Well, of what descent are you?
Huh?
Are you of German descent? Or do you know what your nationality?
It's German descent.
Aren't you Scotch, too?
I don't know where. I know that they're German, but I don't know any other.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just as well we used to fight the Germans anyhow. Didn't have much use for it for a while. Hey, we aren't proud to be German anyhow. I suppose you can remember the time when the telephone first came in use, too.
Yeah, I can remember that.
I bet it was quite a novelty to you, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. You see, you don't realize that I was out on work, away from home all the time. I never was around Blanche. As her as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I was always off someplace the firms would send me off. Just like down to Mexico. Down there to that building. Down in Texas. And Waco.
Yeah. Well, tell us, are you a Democrat or Republican?
I don't know as I'm any. But I was always leaning to the Republican side, and Pat was sure a Republican. He died in the wool.
Well, I'm a Republican too, and I'm sort of proud to be one. I feel they stand for the right thing.
Well, yes, we was always hard Republicans. But you see, I don't get out now to get into politics or anything, and you just forget all that stuff.
Well, politics is getting sort of corrupt nowadays anyhow.
Oh, it's awful. Yes.
Oh, can you tell us your earliest recollection of a president, perhaps?
No, I can't tell you.
Uh-huh.
Original or earliest, couldn't tell you that. But I've been around at all of them.
Suppose you voted in every election that you could.
Voted in all the elections. And I paraded in lots of them. But I used to get up parades. But they don't do it anymore. Very seldom you'll get to a place where there's a parade.
Just the
torch
lights parade.
Yeah, the torch lights and all that sort of thing. That's the kind of show off that I used to do.
Back east, I suppose.
Yes. Oh, yes, around Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they used to go down Negley Avenue.
Huh?
They used to go up or down Negley Avenue. I think it was south, north south.
They lasted even after lots of these improvements came.
The torchlight was a stick with looked like a tin can on the top.
Wasn't it?
But anyhow, the stick sort of would have a wick in it.
They filled the torch at that wick, and that torch, it will always be level. When you put it over your shoulder or any place else, it always was level.
It burns
straight up.
It wasn't a tin can, but that's what
you
mind that. But anyhow, that's what that swung on, what he tells
about the swung. That's
how that swung.
What's the real object of this?
Got the meter. Oh, I just sort of like to have your recording of you, my granddad. That's all.
Will you put that on a plate?
Well, it's just, it will stay on this tape here. You could put it on a record. Well, I guess that's about all for now. I've been talking with my Grandpa Kleinfelder, who'll be 99 this July.